What's happening, party people? It is 2:05 in the afternoon here in Egypt on Saturday, September the 4th, 2021. I will be doing a day 24 and 25 podcast because I did not do one yesterday. But yesterday was all about being on the Nile River, which I posted on Facebook and my Instagram. So I will not be reporting out on that. I did the best I could with the pictures and, you know, other people's pictures. But I will say this. Being out on the Nile yesterday really, I have these moments every now and then when I'm here that I can't believe I'm here, but I know I'm fulfilling a purpose because I do feel purposeful. I feel so purposeful. But I also think about how long the journey was. I remember, I think it was February. What? This is, I get so lost. 20 and 21 is just all one big year to me. But I can remember at the beginning, at the top of the year, after I got in my interviews, posting something about, you know, good news is coming, you know. But there was also moments where the process of getting all the paperwork in was so daunting that I dropped the ball, you know, because self-sabotage sticks in. But that is why I believe whatever you're supposed to be doing, you're going to do it irregardless of if you want to or not. And that's just what that is. If God has a super plan for you, if the cosmos has a super plan for you, if the universe has a super plan for you, however you want to look at that, you're going to fulfill it, whether you self-sabotage or not. I can sit up and say all day, I ain't supposed to be here, but I am. So, and there are elements to me being here that are still not in place. But when I talk to the people in charge, they're like, don't worry about it, we got you. So I have those moments, and I had that moment on the Nile yesterday. I had a really big ancestral moment where I was feeling like the whole romanticization of it all kicks in because I'm full of stories of Kemet and, you know, Cleopatra and Nut. And all I just have all of these stories and these ideas and these concepts in my head about the ancient civilizations and the ancient ancestors. And y'all know, we black people in America, we be like, we come from kings and queens. So the Nile River is symbolic for us. But then I find out, well, you know, nowadays you can't really trust the water in the Nile because they dump dead horses in the Nile River. So it just like bust your bubble. Like, you believe in Santa Claus one minute and the next minute it's your mama and your daddy that's been buying your presents all that time. So finding that balance between, there is an authentic ancestral energy here. It's very, very authentic. But then the reality is you're dealing with people who don't really believe it if they're not making money off of it. You know, ain't nobody around here calling me Nubian Queen, okay? Ain't nobody around. It's all chocolate sugar and Beyonce and Pretty Mama. It's this very, like, less than cordial approach to a black woman in this particular area that I am. Do not associate that with all of Egypt or all of Africa or all of the motherland. So yesterday was it was surreal for me. It was beautiful and it was peaceful and it was a small crowd of people. So it was totally doable for me. And one of my coworkers, who also is a movie writer, he ran this idea by me and I was able to kind of help him, open that up, because he was like, I really don't want to write it until it's clear in my head. And I was like, if you're waiting for it to be clear in your head, then you're not writing. And that's not how the writing process works. I told him, you know, if you have a scene in your head that you can totally map out that scene from beginning to end, go ahead and write that scene. And that way you create room in your head for probably the clarity that you're looking for. I'm telling y'all, I'm a professional writer. I'm an industry professional. I've paid too much money and I've had too much personal experience and failures to be able to listen to somebody and not be able to help them with an idea or with a script. So I'm really blessed and lucky to have run into somebody who could use my help and whose help I can also use. Because he was like, well, you know, me and my friends, whenever we get, you know, every now and then we get together and we just set our computers up and for hours we write. We write, we drink, we smoke, we do whatever. And I was like, well, I don't drink and smoke anymore, but, and I'm not going to do it here anyway, but I'm down with that. And that felt good. Ooh, that felt good, y'all, because that's one of those things that I've kind of been waiting on. So anyway, we get home last night, and I'm telling you, I live with a social butterfly. She loves, Shari is nice as fuck, y'all. She's so nice. It's almost disturbing how nice she is. And I know some of y'all are like, why would nice be disturbing? Because it can almost get you killed. It can almost get you beat down like it did today. I'm going to get to that. But last night, we had invited everybody over for cards because they were all like, what about cards? And this is from Thursday night. So we were like, well, we can't do it Friday because we're going to the Nile River. And everybody was just kind of pushing everything to yesterday night, Friday night. So we start, Shari, I walk around to the market with her so she can get peanuts, and because she's social and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing because she's laying it out for everybody. And I was able to get me some bananas. So we get back and she's laying it out. We incense burning, you know, I pull out my Uno cards because those are the only cards we have. And we wait 7:30, 8:30, 9:15. I check out. I'm like, I'm not going to do this. I was like, I'm finna lock my door, go to bed. As soon as I did that, one of the casually late ones checked in and was like, are we still playing cards? I was like, I'm not. Check with Shari. But Shari had checked out too. And not only did she check out, she left her phone like in the den or something. So everything just kind of fell through the cracks in that way. But there's an accountability thing that I now just, you know, it's a part of my being with people. You got to be accountable for time. It's precious, especially now. Time is precious. You're not precious. It's so precious. So if you're going to be somewhere and you can't, even if you're going to be late, just text somebody. I don't understand. I really don't. I don't. Just text somebody. Let them know you're going to be late. Text somebody. Say, I can't make it. Text somebody. Hey, I'm about to lay down right now. I may or may, it's nothing wrong with saying I may or may not make it. That's what the maybe box is for when you get your Evites. So anyway, I didn't even bring that up, you know, because once again, this whole journey is about me and it's not about necessarily bringing my isms into other people's existence. They gonna get it from me whether they want it or not, because I'm pretty determined to live my life at this point. So anyway, that was that. Go to bed, wake up. I decided I need to go to Carrefour. Now, once again, Carrefour is in the Mall of Egypt. It is a mega store. It's like a super Walmart of sorts. But I needed to get me some more tomatoes and cucumbers. Now, let's talk about these tomatoes. I have never, the last time I had tomatoes this good, I swear on every Quran, Bible, Octavia Butler book I got. The last time I had tomatoes this good, I was around 9 or 10 years old, and I was down at my grandmother's, and we were picking them fresh out the dirt, dusting them off, and biting into them. You taste the sodium, you taste the earth. These tomatoes are so good. They so good. And I had put them in the refrigerator and took them out and ate one, and it was still like I had freshly picked it. So I'm here for these tomatoes. The cucumbers are baby cucumbers, and I've just kind of gotten to a point where I make the baby salads with the onion, because if I cook something on the stove, I can also like toss it in there. I can toss it in my ramen, which I'm still having this ant issue, but I'm gonna figure it out, y'all. I know people are like, put some cinnamon down, put some eucalyptus down, do this, and I just haven't done it yet. Y'all just be patient with a sister. Because another thing I've been told is like, just buy you some containers and put the stuff in the containers, and then they won't do it. So that's what I'm doing right now, because I already had containers. I don't want to have to go spend money to keep ants out of my shit. So stuff goes into the refrigerator, and right now we're testing out the container issue. So I get up this morning and I had decided I was going to walk to Carrefour by myself, because I walk at really strange times when I'm like, ain't nobody going to do this with me. But I forget I live with a white girl, and white people are just adventurous like fuck, and I love it. I'm here for it. So Shari was like, yeah, I'll go with you. Everything is great. We're walking and talking, and we see six children, ages probably 9 to 12, six of them, headed our way, each on a donkey, a white donkey. Three of them are ahead. Maybe it was only five kids. Three of them are ahead, and there's one in the middle who's bundle had fallen off the donkey. And then there's the oldest one was at the very back. So let me say that again. We're walking one way and they're coming at us from the opposite direction. Three of them in the front, one of them in the middle who's cargo had fallen off. He had a huge piece of tin. A huge piece of tin had fallen off his cargo, and then there was one in the back. So I'm looking at these kids. I'm like, Shari, pull your phone out. Take a picture of them. I don't have my phone with me. Shari's taking pictures. So the first three, one, they start, here they come. They getting off their donkeys. Talking that yang. So Shari's like, oh. And I'm like, la sucran. Nah, la sucran. That's no thank you, no thank you, no thank you. No, get your ass back up on that donkey. So one of them, They look at me and then they look at Shari, because Shari is like hypnotized by the beauty of these kids, and they are beautiful. But I am like, they begging right now. They begging, and I'm begging too. They start walking up on Shari, and one of them has a PVC pipe. They all have PVC pipes, but one of them raised his little motherfucking PVC pipe. So I'm like, La Sucran. And he looks at me and his face changes. And he starts saying something. I don't know what he's saying, but it's not good. And Shari is like, oh, la sucran. Now she gets it. She's like, la sucran. And I'm like, oh, it's too late now. So now they walking. We walking. And they're walking up on us. So now we're kind of getting closer to the kid whose cargo has fallen off. But these three, they're now behind us. So now we're flanked by these kids. And they rushing up on us. So I'm turning around like, you know how you do that little jump at them, like, wah. But they got pipe PVC pipes. So one of them runs up and hits Shari on the butt. So now she's offended. And I'm not finna let them do me, because they trying to run up on me. So I turn around and I just start yelling. Ah! And they back off. Turn back around. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm not finna get beat down by no kids. I'm not finna do it. They all got these PVC pipes. They begging. And this little one, he's like 9 or 10. He's like aggressive. So now, I'm like, Shari, put your phone up. Put your shit up. Put it up. So she stops. She's putting her shit away. And he's walking up on me. So I walk up on him. And I just start yelling. Yah! And I start chasing him. Yes, I did. In his little dress and his little Arab hat. I start chasing him. And he drops his PVC pipe. I pick it up. And I'm chasing him. It's no longer fun and games. I was about to beat this kid, y'all. I was about to grab him by his arm and beat him with that PVC pipe. If the only thing that I kid y'all not, the only thing that stopped me was the other kid whose cargo had fallen off. Initially, in my whole black head, I was like, I'm finna help this kid. I'm finna help him. Help him or her. I don't even know if any of the kids were girls. I think they were all boys. But they were bandits. And when I tell y'all, these kids, they walk up on you, and they it's like kittens. They walk up on you, and they're so cute, and the voices, and yeah, not so much. So they stop advancing on us after I chase this one and show him I'm a black crazy woman, like for real, for real. I just wasn't in the mood. You know, once I say no, I mean no. So we keep walking and we get past them. Then the oldest one tries to introduce himself, but I'm not hearing it at this point. And here goes Shari. Oh, yeah, he's trying to tell us his name. Like, you don't bring your ass on here. Yeah, dog. She's genuinely nice. And sometimes I feel like she, because she knows she's white, she has this thing in her that she doesn't want the monster in her to come out. But I already know white people are monsters. Like, yeah. But we all have it in us. But she really, she's nice to a fault in Egypt. And I told her, I said, Shari, you're going to get us arrested. You're going to get us arrested. And we both laughed about it. But yeah, if I keep fucking with you, you're going to get us arrested. Because what I am not going to do is let some little kids punk me. I will beat that ass. I will beat that ass. I'll take my raw black hand and spank that ass running up on me. Anyway, now I'm back in my apartment. My feet are dusty. And they're going to try to play cards tonight, but I'm not doing it. I'm going to go here and take me a shower. I got some clothes I need to wash. And I'm just going to try to get back to a space of acceptance. And stay open. Stay open. But this is a dirty paradise, y'all. It's a dirty, dirty paradise. And most of y'all will never, ever, ever have to even process the experience I'm having. Because you'll come here and you'll be a tourist. And once again, you'll be able to report back just the beautiful side of it all. Because they're ready for you. They're ready for you to come over here and talk about the pyramids and talk about ancient Egypt and talk about the kings and queens. But they're not going to tell you that that's you. They tell these stories as if it has nothing to do with you. And I'm a little too conscious, a little too woke. So I pick up on all of that. This year is going to be interesting. Because I'm ready to run back into that little one. Y'all don't even know. I'm a Scorpio, so it's going to be hard for me to let that go. I can still see his little face. And the way his face changed from, he was convinced that he was going to be able to get something out of us. And when he realized he couldn't, based on my response to him, he turned and had the audacity to try to approach me with a PVC pipe. And I took it, and I just dropped it. Like, it took everything in me for my hand to open up and just leave it there. Leave the shit in Egypt. So that was it, y'all. That's it. That's what happened today, and that's what happened last night. There's an accountability issue that we're dealing with people around here, and they finna learn real quick and fast that Kamika Spencer is not the one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I'm not, yeah. Don't let this young appearance fool you. I've had enough. Lancaster prepared me to teach here. Being Virginia and Calvin's child prepared me to be here. People back home prepared me to be here. So we're going to move forward. I did not whip a kid's ass. They didn't even have a parent with them. They just running around here on these white donkeys. I'm going to post the pictures on Facebook. I'll post it on my Instagram. And for my brother, I'll send it to you on Google Duo. Anyway, that was today's adventure. And I'm done. Be good. Be good. Be good. Be God. Peace.